Welcome to the With You Always podcast, brought to you by Sushipe, the online community and formation platform for disciples. Here we invite followers of Jesus Christ to share reflections and wisdom from the journey. Our hope is to instill a recognition that God is indeed with us always. My name is Eric Gallagher, and today I'll be sharing with you what God is doing in my life.
Welcome to the With You Always podcast, brought to you by Come Follow Me, where we invite followers of Jesus Christ to share reflections and wisdom from the journey. Our hope is to instill a recognition that God is indeed with us always. Today, Eric Gallagher, founder of Come Follow Me, shares what God has been doing in his life.
This whole week, our readings, our gospel has been focused on John 15, the abide in me. I am the true vine, remain in me. We've heard that. If you've been paying attention to the daily readings, you've gotten a full glimpse of this passage because it seems like it's been pounded over and over and over again. And today we move forward with this passage. So I've actually been spiritually like kind of wrestling with like, okay, God, like, yes, I will remain with you. I will remain with you. I get it. I am nothing. I can do nothing without you. You are the Father is the vine grower. I have to be connected to you or I will be cut off and die. And we've been stuck in that really. And it, just this continual like pounding reminder, remain with me. Now, today we go to the powerful passage in John 15, just after those verses, where he says, "This is my commandment, love one another as I love you. No one has greater love than this, to lay down one's life for one's friends." There's this powerful reality of the space between simply being with God and the power that comes with it to lay our lives down, to become like God, to do what God does. And this space, kind of this space that we have to wrestle with in between these two different realities, like trying to figure out, what does that mean? God, how do I live my life? What does it mean to live my life and to die and to share my life with others and be with you at the same time? And in fact, that's really the journey we're on, right? Is to reconcile that in many ways. But ultimately what God is getting at is this idea of this cooperation. I've called you. Today it says, it was not you who chose me, but I chose you. God has called us to be in relationship with him. And we don't ever have to leave that relationship. But we have to continue to be with him and lay down our lives, just as he did. So with him, we're called to do this. So I want to share with you just a short reflection from St. Francis de Sales. He says, "And all you have to do, rely wholly on God's providence through which your plans will succeed. Nevertheless, strive quietly on your part to cooperate with God's designs. You may be sure that if you have great trust in God, the success that comes to you will always be that which is most useful for you, whether it appears good or bad in your own judgment. Imitate little children who with one hand hold fast to their father, while with the other they gather strawberries or blackberries from the hedges. So too, if you gather and manage the goods of this world with one hand, you must always hold fast to your Heavenly Father's hand and turn toward him from time to time to see if your actions and occupations are pleasing to him." Now, if you're anything like me, you can get so caught up in trying to do the right things for God that sometimes you forget to do it with God. You'd have this temptation to leave God. And Francis de Sales reminds us here, from time to time, see if your actions and occupations are pleasing to him. Are we in fact dying in the way that God has called us to? Are we called to respond in the way that God is calling us to? Because truly, if the invitation we receive today is to die, is to lay our lives down with God, most likely the things that we're being called to do are going to require some sacrifice. So today our prayer is simply to reflect on the realities of our day, to look up from time to time throughout our day, ask God to enlighten you, to affirm the work that you're doing, because the things that God calls us to do will require faith, but in it we'll have his protection, his saving help. And we ask today, Lord, that we would be so open to this invitation, this call that you give us. The purpose that you called us to ourselves is so that we can become love with you to others, so that whatever we ask the Father in your name, he may give us. And as the passage says today, and appointed us to go and bear fruit that will remain. What a gift it can be to receive that love from the Father and to experience that fruitfulness in our own life. But what an even greater gift it is to go and to see that fruit born in others. Just like any one of us who are parents would do with our children, to have such great joy to see that shared generously with others. Let us pray. Lord, help us to cooperate with you in your plan. Lord, help us to look up at many moments throughout each day, asking you to affirm the work that we're doing. Lord, that we would never let go of your hand in hopes to get more done. Help us to find a peace in simply being with you and becoming like you. And Lord, as you call us into the depths of what that means, as you call us to give our lives just as you did, may we respond generously to your love and through your love. Lord, because today you have called us friends, and what a gift it is. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. Hi everyone, my name is Eric Gallagher, the founder of Sushipe, the online community and formation platform for disciples. I wanted to take a moment to thank you for listening and also to encourage you to check out our online community at sushipe.co. That's SUSCIPE.CO. At sushipe.co, we're constantly offering free book studies, self-guided mini retreats, opportunities for family fun, prayer, and more. If you're interested in engaging with a community of individuals who are desiring to grow deeper in their spiritual lives, check out sushipe.co and get involved today.